Today's New Testament reading is from 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, with which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Dustin Beck from Trinity Lutheran Church in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's this expression in the English language that most of you have heard before, or if you haven't heard it, you'll at least understand the sentiment behind it. It goes like this: a miss by an inch is a miss by a mile. If you spent any time watching or participating in a sport, you can probably relate. The several inches that mean the difference between that buzzer-beating, take-the-lead three-pointer and a miss. That field goal that bounces off the upright right as time expires. That errant throw that pulls the first baseman off of the bag as the would-be final out safely glides along the base. If you miss it by an inch, you might as well have missed by a mile. St. Paul knew the importance of accuracy when it came to proclaiming God's word. In Galatians, he references a 3-year span in which he went into Arabia after his conversion. And some scholars suggest that this was likely the time in which he studied the scriptures in light of his newfound faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. And missing by an inch is especially dangerous in terms of theology, where Jesus says that the way that leads to salvation is narrow, while the path that leads to destruction is broad. There are so many distractions from the one thing needful. Myths, genealogies, vain discussions. Well, those are the distractions that Paul highlights to young Timothy that could possibly keep one off the narrow way. But Paul says that the aim of our charge is love. That's the point of all of this. And not only our love for others, but the gospel promise of love shown in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is why Paul was sent. And that is why Paul sent Timothy. This love arises from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. And each of these sources are more or less synonyms one of another, with only subtle differences. Our hearts are made pure by the grace of our Lord, which overflows with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Our consciences are right when we come to the knowledge that we ourselves, apart from Christ, we are chief of all sinners. Our faith is sincere when we trust in the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, to whom belong honor and glory forever, the one who sent forth his own Son, filled with perfect patience and offering eternal life to all. Accuracy matters. It's the difference between truth and a lie. It's the difference between God and an idol. It's the difference between life and death. And just ask anyone who has ever spent hours learning to strike the exact right combination of keys to make beautiful music, or has ever swung for the fences in a batting cage until their knuckles were sore. They all know that practice is the very best way to improve your aim. Abide in my word, Jesus says. Live in it. I once had a pastor who used to always say that the more you're in God's word, the more God's word gets into you. And that word, the word of promise, the word of forgiveness, the word of Christ himself, it alone can grant a sincere and unrelenting faith, a conscience that freely confesses one's sinfulness apart from Christ, a heart made pure and given the capability for love, both to receive it and to give it, to give that love to a world that apart from Christ can have no peace. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord until he comes again. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dustin Beck from Trinity Lutheran Church in Corpus Christi, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.